Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And that was her first day back at work, and she came back into this break room, and she says, "I'm not a Christian like you and Chip, the owner of this business, but I know that God is real, and would you please pray for me that I wouldn't get a divorce?" She says, "If I got another divorce, I just can't stand it. That's the reason I tried to kill myself." And she was crying. And she says, "Would you please pray for me that my marriage will last?" And I just stopped this woman. I said, "Now, let me make sure I understood this right." I said, "You aren't a Christian, and you know that you aren't a Christian." She said, "That's right." I said, "If you were to die right now, you'd go to hell and not to heaven." And she said, "That's right." And I said, "And you want me to pray for your marriage and not pray for your salvation?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Lady, don't you realize that after you've burned in hell for 1,000 years, you won't give a rip whether you were married or not? Who cares about this marriage? You need to get saved." And it's just like I slapped her. She quit crying and she looked at me and she says, "You know, I think you're right. I need to get saved." And so I prayed with her and she got saved. And then I prayed with her and I said, "Now let's pray for your marriage." I'm not saying God isn't concerned about your marriage, but what I'm trying to do is put things into perspective. We take these little things that happen here on earth, like divorce. Little things. Some of you, "You've never been through divorce. You don't know how I'm hurting," and all of a sudden you're offended. I'm saying that in comparison to the fact that God Almighty sent His Son to this earth and died for your sins, whatever problem you're having in your marriage, whether it's divorce or whatever, is nothing compared to the love that has been shown you. And if you were to put things in that perspective, you could be rejoicing even if you're going through a divorce. See, most Christians, it's kind of like they build a little fence around them and they say, "Yes, anything within these parameters, if I've got a hangnail, I should still be praising God. And if I didn't get enough sleep last night, I'm still going to get up and say, oh, this is the day that the Lord has made." And as long as it's something that's not earth-shattering, but if it's divorce, you should fall apart like a $2 suitcase. You ought to be crying. And if you aren't crying and if your life isn't miserable, then you're in denial. That's not true. The Bible says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." It says in Psalms chapter 16, verse 11, "In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore." If you are in the presence of the Lord, which He said He'd never leave you nor forsake you, there should always be fullness of joy. It says in 2 Peter chapter 1, I believe it is, verse 8, either 1 or 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But believing, we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." If you're in faith, you can rejoice regardless of what's going on in your life, because God's faithfulness to you and His goodness to you is so infinitely greater than whatever has happened to you. What is that? 1 Peter 1:8. And God's supply is greater than your need. And if you were really having the love of God shed abroad in your heart, it'd be like, "God loves me. Who cares what else is happening? Man, my life has fallen apart. It looks like nothing is working, but God loves me. That's the most important thing that could ever happen." And I guarantee you, it just totally negates whatever the devil wants to do. I got started on this by saying the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. If you really had the love of God shed abroad in your heart, if you were truly experiencing it, and it's through the Holy Spirit, this is one of the major ministries of the Holy Spirit, is to show you how much God loved you. And if you were to walk in this and experience this love flowing through you, it would just give you an immunity towards all of the depression and the discouragement and the things that bother people. You know, we now have these prayer ministers that help me minister to people. But used to, I would have a prayer line, and I was the only one, and I would go through and I'd pray with people, and I'd pray with hundreds and hundreds of people. And you know, there are people that would sit there and tell me their situation, and they'd just be crying. And I've literally bit my lip before to keep from just laughing. Like, this is it? This is what got you so upset? I've had worse things than this happen on my good days. But there are people that just get so offended, so hurt over relatively insignificant things. And it's because they don't have any presence and sense of the love of God. They have blinders on and they're just looking at their problem. If all you do is look at your problem, you're going to be overcome. You have to look beyond that. You have to focus on God and see what He's got for you. And if you can do that, the love of God, if you focus on the love of God will keep you from being discouraged and depressed. It will cause faith to abound on the inside. It'll just give you an immunity against all of the things that the devil wants to do in your life. And this is one of the main functions of the Holy Spirit, is to shed the love of God abroad in your heart. If you have the Holy Spirit, and if you're depressed, discouraged, if fear is coming at you, if the doctor's told you you're going to die, if somebody else has told you you're going to be laid off, if things look bad, all you got to do is just turn on the Holy Spirit. Start speaking in tongues. Start building yourself up and edifying yourself. Look at this verse over in Jude chapter 1. In Jude chapter 1 in verse 20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You know what that's talking about? Speaking in tongues. You, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith. There are different degrees of faith. You can operate in little faith or a big faith. But your strongest faith is when you are praying in the Holy Ghost. And then look at verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Increasing or looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. It says, keep yourself in the love of God. I couldn't tell you how many people come to me and, would you just please pray that God would pour His love out in my life? And I say, no. And people think, well, why would you say that? What's wrong with that? The Bible says He's already done it. God's already commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. John 3:16. God has already shown His love. It's not God who's not transmitting. It's us that's not receiving. And for you to come to me and say, well, I don't feel the love of God, so God must not be loving me. No, God's always loving you. You aren't always receiving. Well, how do you fix your receiver? You know, it's just like there's television signals in this room tonight. And if some of you think, well, no, there aren't because I can't see them. They're here. If you can't see them, it doesn't mean they aren't here. It just means you aren't real bright. They are here. And all I have to do to prove that there's television signals here is to turn on a television and tune it in. And when you start seeing and hearing the signal, that's not when the television station starts broadcasting. It's broadcasting right now. The signals are already here. Your receiver isn't on. You have to turn on a receiver and receive what is already here. The television set does not originate a broadcast. All it does is pick up what is already here and put it into a format that you can see and hear. Likewise, God has already commended His love towards every one of us. God is constant. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, never fluctuates. He always loves you. His love doesn't come and go based on your performance. And so He's always transmitting. It's your receiver that's the problem. And for you to come and say, would you please pray that God would just pour His love out? That's like coming to me and saying, my set, I can't get a program. Would you please call the television station and tell them to start broadcasting? It's not the station that's not broadcasting. It's your set that's either not turned on or tuned in, or your set, your receiver's broken. Let's work on your receiver. Let's fix it. Let's make sure that it's plugged in. But don't go calling the station. The station's not your problem. So when people come and say, would you please pray that God would just pour his love out? No, that's not what you need. That's actually an insult. That's doubting. Well, I don't feel God's love, so God must not be transmitting. That just means that your feeler's not working right. God loves you. This is what the scripture says. And people are like, well, I don't feel it. Just pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. Man, I could get plumb off the subject right here. But we have elevated feelings to the place of idolatry. It's an idol. Well, you prayed for me and I don't feel any different. Who cares? Well, if I don't feel it, nothing has happened. Well, do you feel television signals in this room? They're here. If you don't feel it, that doesn't mean that they aren't here. There's things in the natural realm that exist that you can't feel, see, taste, hear, smell, or feel. And we've come to base our life on that. I'm telling you that there are spiritual truths. There are spiritual realities. God loves you. He's already proven it. And when you say, but I don't feel it, would you have God do something else? That's just like a slap in the face of Jesus. Like, oh, Jesus, sending him to the earth isn't enough. I want a goosebump. I'd rather have a feeling. I want a little tingle up and down my spine. I want to have some prophecy, somebody say something to me. That's more important to me than Jesus coming to this earth. Brothers and sisters, I know that there's a lot of people who think I'm insensitive, and boy, you don't appreciate where people are. I'm saying that I'm more sensitive to what God has done than I am what my body feels and what things are. And in comparison, see, the Apostle Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come out and participate in one of our Gospel Truth seminars. I know sometimes people who listen on the radio think, well, I've already heard what you've got to say, but it's just totally different when you get into a meeting and we develop an atmosphere of faith and we have Bible college students and people there praying. And we see a lot of miracles happen. And I go out an hour before every service. I'm usually one of the last ones to leave. There's a lot of ministry that takes place, and I tell you, it would be a tremendous blessing to you. It's quite different than just our radio programs. So check our listings and come visit us at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.